This story out of Melbourne just breaks your heart. Family members have named two of the victims from today's fiery light plane crash in Melbourne. The pilot and four passengers, believed to be US tourists, all died in the crash. It happened at around 9 a.m. just after takeoff at Essendon Airport. And I know that I'm not the first to make this observation today, but we're very lucky that we're not dealing with 10, 20, 30, 40 or 50 people killed, considering that the plane plunged into a DFO shopping outlet, but no one at the outlet was injured because it happened before opening time. Robert Avardia, 7 News reporters in Melbourne, is on the line. G'day, Rob.
G'day, Ben. How are you?
Oh, I don't know, mate. It's a hard one to know where to begin. A very sad story for everyone involved.
Yeah, extremely sad. And those two American, those American tourists you just alluded to, Greg DeHaven, a retired FBI agent, and his friend Russell Munch as well, who was partner in a law firm, both believed to have been from Texas. Here on what has been described by Greg DeHaven's sister on Facebook as the trip of a lifetime, and it's just horrific looking at what's happened, given the joy, I guess, that they would have had not only flying all that way to Australia, but making that sort of golfing pilgrimage to Tasmania as well, and just to have it end so horrifically. We're hearing the possibility as well that the husbands and wives had separated, that the husbands went to play golf and the wives did the Great Ocean Road. To be delivered that news is horrific.
Any early indications, Rob, about what caused it?
There is nothing, Ben, and it is intriguing to say the least. The pilot, Max Quartermain, very experienced, has been a pilot for 38 years, knows his stuff. He managed to get in 2 Mayday calls. Witnesses have suggested the plane was wobbling, that it banked steeply to the left. We understand also that the left engine gave out. So the difficulty, I guess, is the fact that this is a twin-engine plane. The left engine cutting out doesn't mean anything if the right engine can keep the plane going as well. So you would have to presume there is something with the functionality of the plane and its ability to fly. What that is, we can't possibly say, but there are 4 CASA investigators here at the site right now trying to determine exactly that.
Yeah, very sad for us here in Australia and also many families in the United States. Rob, we'll see your report on 7 News tonight.
For sure. Thanks, Ben.
Robert Avardia joining us from Melbourne.